Sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Beloved Son, we may abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. But Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. And God saw their reaction, how they turned from their evil way. He repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. The word of the Lord. Those buying are not owing. Those using the world as not using it fully. For the world in its present form is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets, and he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel. Mark will be our preacher for the year. And Jesus gives his fundamental sermon to us as he gave to them. In a four-part story. The time of fulfillment is now. Pleroti or Kairos in Greek, that the St. Mark wrote. The next, the kingdom of heaven has come upon us. Third, repent. And fourth, believe in the Holy Gospel. When Jesus came into the towns of Galilee, the first thing he told them, and what he announces to us now, is that time is fulfilled. The time of God's anointing, the time of God's full insertion into human history is now. The prophets did not have this time. The Book of Wisdom says there are different times. There's a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to be born, a time to die. But Jesus says the time, all of time, is fulfilled now. Why? Because the kingdom is here now. Which means for us that this is a time for us to receive the graces of heaven. This is time for us to come to Jesus and live with him. Later on in the scriptures, John will say, it's the time of the Holy Spirit. But the only way you and I can enter this time and be present to it is if we are living right now and responding to Jesus right now. If we allow ourselves to be abstracted into the past or abstracted into the future, we will miss the time that's given to us. He says it's the time of the kingdom of God. What did he mean? He meant that the fullness of the kingdom, which had been in heaven, is now present on earth, and it was in him. He was the walking, talking kingdom of God. And those who received him, who believed in him, saw the power of the kingdom in their lives, and they felt that they experienced it in their lives. And that kingdom is available for us if we will listen to his word and follow him. Now, in the past 100 years or so, many people in the world have decided that Jesus' time is over. In the middle of the 19th century, there were many intellectuals in Germany who said, that Christianity's time had come to an end because the time was now for the race, the German race, to rise up. And they said that Jesus had corrupted their race. Jesus had weakened them by things like compassion for the weak and all this misguided talk about love. And so many people abandoned Jesus in his reign. And the National Socialists took over and unleashed the Second World War over Europe. Millions were killed as a result of that. Around the same time, there were others who said, the time of Christianity is over, now is the time for the proletariat to rise. Those of a certain age remember, 20 million people were killed in the Soviet Union, another 20 million more in China, because they decided that Jesus' time was over. You and I have to make the decision for Jesus. God does not have grandchildren. Your Polish ancestors may have been faithful Catholics for 1,000 years. Now it's up to you, wherever your ancestors came from, to decide if you are going to be a disciple of Jesus. And that means living now and inviting him to be Lord in our lives now. There's a wonderful painting famous in Catholic history called The Supper of Emmaus by the artist Caravaggio. Remember the story from the end of Luke's Gospel? two disciples, after Jesus dies, they don't know he's risen. They're disgusted. They thought that he was to be the hope of Israel. They're walking down the road. This man comes and says, what are you talking about? And they're irritated. Don't you know anything? They're told about the story of Jesus. And then Jesus began talking to them. They didn't recognize him. But it was when they got to the inn and he broke the bread that their eyes were open and they saw him. Now, in this painting, in the background, in the shadow, is the innkeeper. He's got his hat on and he's looking with suspicion. Caravaggio painted this painting to show you and I have a choice, as did people in 17th century Italy. We can make our step out of the shadows to Jesus, and when we come to him in faith, we start seeing miracles, or we can keep our hats on in his presence, stay in the dark, and wonder and criticize. Over and over again, you and I have to decide whether we're going to believe in him. Sometimes we do a half step. We say, all right, he's the boss, so I'll do what he says, but I'm not going to trust him. I'm not going to open things up to him. We all carry kind of submerged structures of unbelief. We've got to dismantle them. We've got to be opening them up so that Jesus can be Lord in our life now. I say, you have no idea what my life has been like. I don't. But I know what my life has been like. I know the life of a lot of other people who have found they have been in lives which were destroyed, but Jesus rebuilt them. But it happens when we open our lives up to him again. When we take down the wall and say, I will trust you. Jesus says, repent. Repent means two things. It means think again. Think about your life differently. And then change how you act. How are we supposed to think? Like Jesus does. And the way we do that is by reading the scriptures and listening to what his bride, the church, tells us about him. She knows him. Sometimes we don't get things. For example, we don't get why we should forgive people. We find if we give the debt that people owe us to Jesus, we turn that over to him, we are able to be freed of it because he is the Lord. He's alive if we will try it out. It's very often it only works once we give it to him, once we start trusting him and following him, that we see how it works. Jesus says to us that believe in the good news. Believe in the good news he gives. There's all sorts of other messages out there, message about who you are, about your life. But Jesus says you have been redeemed. You are beloved. The New Testament says we can love God because he's loved us first. And if we will take those words to heart and begin walking in them, we will see the kingdom of God, the fullness of time, come upon us. Amen. Mass, we give three responses to the Word of God. The first one is the Creed, second one are petitions, the third one is the offertory. Let's stand together and profess our faith. It's found on page 3 in the pew cards. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, and only begotten Son of God. trusting in God's goodness and his love will bring him our needs.
For the church, that it may become more and more a sign of God's kingdom in our midst, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayers. For our country, that there may be a growing reverence for all human life, from conception to natural death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those serving in our armed forces and their families and loved ones, may those in harm's way be shielded from danger and those waiting at home be strengthened by God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For ourselves, that God will strengthen us to make known Jesus' message enthusiastically. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the sick, may they find comfort in the peace of Jesus. We especially pray for Larry Delmonico, Jr. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, that they may enter the eternal kingdom promised by Jesus, and especially for Mary Rilia Robert Auger, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For these and the attentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Father in heaven, we ask you to hear our prayers through Jesus, who is our Lord forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Preparation gifts, let us sing the summons, number 38. Number 38.
Thank you.
pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, Father Almighty.
Praise the Lord.
Accept our offerings, O Lord, we pray, and in sanctifying them, grant that they may profit us for salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation, through Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst, when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the day he was to suffer, the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand. We proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that, by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Lord, renew your church by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bond of unity between the faithful and the pastors of your people. Together with Benedict, our Pope, Alan, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, that in a world torn by strife, your people may shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection, give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There in communion, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the apostles and martyrs and all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will. Live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
our first communion hymn, You Alone, number 677. Number 677.
Thank you.
us sing Escador de Hombres, number 522.
Lord, you have come to the seashore. Made a search before the rich on the waters, desiring only that I should follow.
You bring us to new life. We may always glory in your gift. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
St. Teclas is pleased to announce our parish mission with Alex Jones entitled Got Truth. It will take place on March 4th through the 7th. Please see the lantern for the faith sharing question of the week and for more details on upcoming parish events. Thank you.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. As we are sent forth, let us sing number 535, Renew Us, sung to the tune of There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Renew Us, number 535.
Heal the wounded, Walking by the sea of